Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Our key scriptures. The first one is 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 14. Can you all remember what it says? You should, it's up there. It says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. And we've been talking about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and we understand that the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is rooted in that in the concept that Jesus gave. He says, look, it is to your advantage that I go, because if I go, the Comforter, or the Spirit of truth, he will come. And he will be with you, and he will lead you into all truth. It's to your advantage that I go, he said. You know, and there's an interesting scripture in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1-2 in there. It says, you know, this word of life that we have handled, that we have tasted, you know. And then it goes on to say, and this that we pray that you may have the same fellowship that we have. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. And you might say, well, where's the Holy Spirit in all that? The fact that you can have fellowship with the Father and Son, that is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Because he is the one that leads you into all truth. He is the one that makes Jesus alive to you and real to you. You fellowship with him, you see Jesus. You fellowship with him, you know the Father. You understand? So everybody say, it's awesome to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And if you weren't here on Thursday and Friday, you need to get the tape, okay? So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll deal with that tomorrow. But tonight we're going to deal with and the love of God. Now, last night I mentioned to you, when we talk about love or the love of God, many times we think of a big red pillow, about this big, or comfy. You know, you just want to run up to it and squeeze it. Or a big teddy bear about this size that just looks really nice and you think, oh, you know. And now I make fun of it like that, but I tell you what, there are some movements around the world where they want to bring the Father heart, the love of the Father to the church, and then they hand out big red pillows. I just think, oh my God, you know. Really? Really? The love of God is a big red pillow? Don't misunderstand what God's love is, you know. Don't misunderstand. The love of God is also not a permission and an excuse just to live and do whatever we want and know, well, God loves us, he'll forgive us. You know, that's not the love of God. In fact, if you truly encounter the love of God, you will discover a God that is very holy. You will actually discover the fear of God. Because when you discover the love of God, your life will be changed, and it will demand that you give yourself completely to him. All right? Let's go to our next verse, Psalm 17, verse 8. It says, keep me. Come on, read it with me. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Yeah. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Wow. Keep me as the apple of our eye. You all know that saying, don't you? If somebody is the apple of your eye, what does it mean? They are your center. They are your number one. Nothing else rivals that position. You know, the apple of your eye. And it says they keep me. Lord, keep me as the apple of your eye. All right. So we're going to go now. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. I don't usually preach out of the Song of Solomon. In German, it is known as the Wehrlied. Can anybody say that? The Wehrlied, which means the high song. It says, set me as a seal upon your heart. Come on, read it with me. Set me as a seal upon your heart. As a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death. Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was a red, big red pillow and a fluffy teddy bear. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy, as cruel as the grave. I mean, this is talking about love now, okay? As flames are the flames of fire, a most vehement flame. My God, this doesn't sound weak and fluffy and... I mean, love can be that. But we're talking about God here. The most famous scripture of love is, "For God so loved the world." It's because of His love that Jesus came. It's because of love that Jesus was willing for them to come and beat Him in His face, tear out His beard, put a crown of thorn on His head, you know, to strike Him to the point that He was unrecognizable. Love did that. Come on. God's love. Jesus went all the way. You know, they didn't take His life. He gave His life. Love is very powerful. You find God, you find love. You cannot be the same. But now, look at that verse. It says, "Set me as a seal upon your heart." As a seal upon your heart. Now, this word seal is a seal of, if you study the meanings of the word, this word seal here means ownership. Actually, why it says, "They set me as a seal upon your heart," and then he goes on to explain what he's meaning by that. He says, "As a seal upon your arm." Because if you were owned by somebody, in other words, a slave, you would have a seal that would be upon your arm. That would have the signet of the person that you belong to. Come on. But now what is he saying? "Set me as a seal upon your heart," in the same way that that person who is owned by that one has a seal upon their arm. It's all about ownership. In other words, but you know, in our society today, when we hear this, we say, "Well, now, come on now, that sounds, you mean I'm going to be owned? That's manipulation, that's control." But look, this is like a prayer. This is the person saying, "Set me, O God." Remember, he's to God. "Set me, O God, as a seal upon your heart." In other words, I want you to belong to me, and I want to belong to you. I want us to be so in love that we are joined to each other forever. I want, Lord, let us be so connected, so entwined, so... See, that's what it means. "Keep me as the apple of your eye." You see, it's all the way. It's not 90%. It's not 70%. What causes us to go all the way with Jesus? What causes us to say, "God, I surrender all. I give it all. Nothing else matters. Nothing else compares. I surrender all." You know what will do it? Love that is as strong as death. Come on, say those words. Love is as strong as death. And that's between you and your God. Hallelujah. Because you see, there's a safety in it. If you know that He loves you that much, and you love Him that much, there's a safety in it. You're protected. Come on. You're protected. It's powerful. Because what is it going to say? "For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave." You know, jealousy is cruel. But you know, if you look into that word jealousy, the context of it, what it's talking about the kind of jealousy if a husband that is married to a beautiful woman and something happens, that husband is jealousy. Do you understand? The protection. Because that the jealousy of nothing must harm or touch what I love. That's the concept. So God is saying, listen here, if we have this kind of love, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Do you understand this? Its flames are as flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Next verse. Many waters cannot quench it, nor can floods drown it out. Because you know what it's saying? Love is as a flame, remember? It says, not even the flood, not even all the waters of the ocean cannot put this flame out. So nothing that comes, nothing that tries to quench it, no circumstances, no disappointments, whatever it might be, it can never quench and put out what we have. Come on. Are there any Christians here tonight? Hallelujah. Come on. See, we're talking about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you know. The first night when I said surrender all, you all got scared. Well, you don't have to be. Tell some of you, you don't have to be. Because we're talking about love. You know, 1 John says, God is love. Say that, for God is love. Isn't that awesome? You know what it says in Romans 5:5? It says, the love of God is poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit. This is an awesome, awesome love story between you and God. But it's talking about the kind of relationship, the kind of something between you and God that totally captivates you and actually imprisons you in His love. You would not even dare or even think to do something that would be against this love. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Just say, thank God. Thank God that Jesus loves me. Yeah? And if a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would utterly be despised. In other words, everything that he has, all his money, his cars, his cappuccino machines, everything that he has, if he gave it all, it would not even compare to that love. Hallelujah. Come on. Isn't it? You know what we're talking about here? We're actually, in a sense, trying to, with our limited words in English, we're trying to describe God towards you, and really you towards Him. That's amazing. It even says in the word, faith works by love. Psalms chapter 91, verse 1. How many of you know Psalms 91? Hallelujah. Christian health insurance and protection. Okay. It says Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, He who dwells in the secret place. Really, the secret place is just an old term for the presence of God. He who dwells. In other words, he who has his heart, his mind, his life set on Him, on God. In other words, he wants to be with God. Your love. See, when you love God, you dwell with Him. Because where your treasure is, there your heart is. Come on, you guys. You know, I remember when I first met my wife. My God. It captivated me. I remember I would walk 3, 4, 5 kilometers to see her for 5 minutes. She always asked me, will you do that now? I said, well, we got... And then it was before mobile phones and cell phones, so I'd get there, and she didn't have a phone where she was staying, so I'd arrive, and she wouldn't be there, and I have to go all the way back. Come on. I remember when I was a pastor, I had this guy who was the sound man. He did the sound. And everything started going wrong. Anthony, it was all wrong. I was like, what's wrong with him? He was a very good guy. He's one of those techie guys, you know. And I was like, what is wrong with him, man? And I was like, so you got everything wrong. What's wrong? We'd shout at him and we'd do it, you know. But he would be like, you know, he didn't even get upset when we abused him with words. You know, he just like, so I said, well, let me go back there and find out what's going on. And I got back there and in front of him was a picture. He had met this girl. He was ruined, man. He could do no venture. I just said to him, you know what? Just go sit down there. We'd get so, because when you speak to him, or he just like, he was lost. Come on, he was lost. He was imprisoned by love. It's called being lovesick. Love is as strong as death. Yeah, death is final. Come on, isn't it? It's final. It's when you die, that's it. It's final. It's as strong as death. You talk about, I mean, come on. To love God. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, you know, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's go to verse 14. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Notice the words. Everybody say, because. You know that God is saying, this is the result. All right? Because you love me. Because you have set your love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. Therefore, I will deliver you. Yeah? I will set him on high because he has known my name. In other words, I will help you. I will be on your side. I will take care of your situation. I'll lift you up because you have known me by my name. Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means to know God by his name? The names of God describe who God is. It describes his nature, his personality, the characteristics of who he is, the names of God. And it says, because he has known my name. In other words, how do you know somebody? You to get to know somebody's person, to get to know somebody's personality and all that, you have to spend time with them. You have to get close to them. Because you have loved me, because you have known me, because you have known my name. In other words, you've come to know. And this is talking about relationship here. Carry on. He will call upon me. And I will answer him. Come on. We talk about prayer, huh? How many of you want your prayers answered? Shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. Carry on. Next verse. With long life I will satisfy him. I'll show him my salvation. Carry on. Next one. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Because you have loved me. Say that. Because you have loved me. God says, I will hear you and I will answer you. I will lift you on high. I will be with you. Because you have loved me. Wow. Come on. Hallelujah. See, some of us, we think, well, let's go to God, we'll twist his arm. But I want you to know, God is strongly with those who love him. He is jealous over those who love him. When they call upon him, he hears them. When they are in need, he delivers them. God is impressed by love. So much so that he even says in other places in the Word of God, he says, I don't like this. When you speak with your words something that is not in your heart. When you tell me you love me, but in your heart you don't. God's not impressed by that. In other words, let's put it in today's terms. You come to church, you raise your hands, You say, oh, Lord, I love you. And the tears are flowing down your face. You even fall on your knees. You might even go flat out. But really, there isn't love. Amen? Golly, you guys are quiet. Tell somebody there's no condemnation, only conviction. And I pray a great dose of conviction on you that you suffer under the goodness of the conviction of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to know something. We don't have time to go into it, but there's a place in the Bible when you study it out that love is like this. It's considered like this. It speaks of love as somebody that has a small deer in front of them. Do you know what a small deer is? We call it Bambi. Who's seen the movie Bambi? You know, well, in the US they shoot Bambi, but Bambi's there, and you want to get that Bambi to come over to you. You know, what would you do? What would you do? Hey, Bambi, come on here. I mean, what's that Bambi going to do? It's going to run away. What would you do? You got to get down low. You got to put something. You got to say, come. Come on. You got to. I mean, what causes that Bambi to say, you know what? I trust you. I'm going to come and eat out of your hand. What is it? You see, love does not lie. It doesn't lie. There's something about those tender creatures like that. They know. They sense it. They pick it up. Love doesn't lie. And it is that way with God. It is that way with God. Love doesn't lie. He knows. It either is or it isn't. Now, I know that's a tough thing, but I want to say this to you. You can fall in love with Him. You can. I mean, how could you not love a God like Him? How can you not love God for when you look at everything He's done for you? It's God who is love. So tell somebody, love does not lie. Now some guys are looking at their girls and some girls are looking at their guys and they're going, yeah. Actually, another example the Bible gives is a man who is trying to win a woman's heart. You know, a man might pursue the woman, but the woman chooses the man. And if she doesn't choose him, he can do whatever he wants. Am I telling the truth? And it's like a man that wants to win her heart. What must he do to win it? That's the great question, isn't it? You know, you guys that have managed to win your girl's heart. Daniela, it's a miracle. I don't know how you did it. But she waited till you got her before she changed her hair. You know, she, but what is it? What is it? What moment? What caused it? What was the moment? What was it that came to that point where it was? You see. Nick, hi. Hallelujah. I mean, I don't know if I've ever told this story. My wife, I was convinced. I met her, I was smitten. It's usually, you know, I was like, I met her and 2 weeks later I asked her to marry me. She said no. It's the truth. She said no to me. She did that to you. So 11 months later, I don't know, because it's a long story, but we get back together again. She says, look, I'm willing. But I tell her, I say, if we're going to do something, it's for marriage. I'm not interested in dating. Who, that's for the birds. We're gonna get married. She says, okay, but God must confirm it. I say, oh, great. Now I need God on my side, you know. And I was like, she wouldn't hold my hand. She would nothing, man. She didn't, no. God must confirm it. Yeah. You know. So I said, Lord, you're going to help me. And 3 days went by. Everybody say 3 days. Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days. But anyway, there was this lady. She was like a prophet. She never preached, did nothing. But just to give you an idea, she was praying one day and she got this number. And she said, Lord, what is this? And he said to her, this is a telephone number. And she said, a telephone? Who is it? He said, just call it, and whoever answers on the other side, give them the word that I'm giving you. She said, okay. So she rang it up, and it was the president. And he said, how'd you get this number? It's one of the most protected numbers in the country. And she said, well, and you, if you meet her, she was like a granny, you know. It was like, so like, nothing fazed her. I'm a granny. And then she said she told him the story, and he was so impressed he invited her over to his house, and she gave him a word, and people don't know it, but it was that word that she gave him that caused the whole nation to turn. You know, so we say, yeah, this is South Africa, right? So this is years ago in the 80s, anyway, and. And so I said, well, let's go see her. Of course, because she was friends, she was our friend, you know. So yeah, that's a good idea. If anybody knows something from God, she knows it, man. So we go there and we walk, and we haven't spoken to her in probably a month or whatever. And we go up and we come to the door, and we're about to knock on the door, and the door opens and she says, there you are. I've been looking for you for 3 days. We were like, we didn't say one word. She called us in. She prophesied over us, getting married. She did the whole thing. I was like, praise God. And I looked at my wife and I said, you got to hold my hand now. She said, yeah, I'll hold your hand. So sometimes you need God to intervene. But I don't know how I got into that story. What was I saying before that? That's... Yeah, love doesn't lie. You know, love doesn't lie. And you know what? When you serve God and you worship Him, and you know it. You know it. You know it that when you come to Him, if He has your heart or not. You know it. God knows it. You know it. And it's not a thing of condemnation, but rather it's something like, come on, you know. Lord, set me as a seal upon your heart. I want to be yours fully. Not because of we always make it super spiritual. No, it's because I love you. I love you. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was in a mess, and somebody told me about you, and I invited you in, and look at me now. I'm doing so much better. I mean, look at where I was and look where I am now. How can I not love you? How can I not love you? Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So come on. Just say, Jesus, I love you. I love you with all my heart. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of love. You know, I don't normally preach on love. This is, but you know, there's a scripture that says that you must be rooted and grounded. And that doesn't sound weak to me. Huh? Say, to be rooted and grounded in love. I love this other verse. It goes like this. I've come to know. It's in 1 John. I've come to know and to believe and to be fully convinced of the love that God has for me. Think about that. I've come to know. In other words, I've experienced it. I've lived it. I've been part of it. I've come to know and to believe. In other words, it's gone deeper. It's not just an emotion anymore. I've come to know and to believe the love. And I'm fully convinced of the love that He has for me. Why? Because I know Him and He knows me. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what happens. You know, like when my son, you met Michael, okay, when he was 14, and I'll finish with this because time's ticking. When he was 14, make a long story short, he had a stroke. I don't know if you knew that about Michael. He had a stroke. I was walking with him, and next thing, a stroke. We walk into the doctor's office. Doctor looks at him and says, "You've had a stroke, sit down." I mean, the slurring, the eye, the lips, everything, just complete. Everything, dragging of the leg, the hand, everything. And they looked at us and they said, "Look, we can help other things, but this, how do we help this?" But I said, "No way, man. No way. Not a snowball's chance in hell is my son going to suffer with this. He is called to preach the gospel. He's going to get married. He's going to have babies. And he is. He's married. He's having babies. And he's preaching the gospel today." But I tell you what, I said, "No, I reject this thing. It will not." And you know what I said? "I am convinced. I know my God. I am already convinced. I already know. I already know." And you know what? I had well-meaning Christians come, "Oh, so Vincent, are you still going to believe that God heals?" I looked at them. You know, I got so mad. I lost my Christianity a little. Can I say what I said? Yeah. I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" That's what I said to him. "What the hell are you talking about? I'm not going to believe that God heals now when my son's got a stroke? Are you mad? Now is the time that I am convinced, that I know, that I know, that I know that God loves me and He loves my son." And I tell you what, we took Michael. I mean, there's other stuff that happened to him, okay, but this was the thing. We took him and we put him down. And every morning, we put our hands on his head and we commanded his brain restored. We commanded what the damage to be reversed. We said, "In the name of Jesus, it happens." We said anything. He said no. He left. Night, same thing. Next day, morning, same thing. Night, same thing. Morning, same thing. Night, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But the day came when we put our hands on him. We said, "In the name of Jesus." And we did the whole thing. And we said, "Anything, Michael?" He said, "Nah." And he walked away and he was going up the stairs when suddenly we heard him say, "Dad, Mom." And we thought, "Oh my God, he's fallen down the stairs, you know." But he came running down and he said, "It feels like fog lifted off my brain." I mean, you met him, some of you. But you know what? We could have settled for it. We could have said, "Well, that's just the way it is." And he would have been that way today. So his love is as strong as death. You never, never, never question who God is. It does not matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter the crisis. It doesn't matter. It matters not. I am fully convinced of the love that God has towards me. Done. Love is as strong as death. The floods, all the water and all the floods and all the water of the ocean cannot put that confidence out. Come on, Christians. Hallelujah. You see, faith works by love, you know. You have love, you have confidence. You have love, you have faith. You have love, you find miracles. Shall we meet that God tonight? You see, the Holy Spirit is the manifestation of that. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings Jesus and manifests him to you and me. Jesus is many things. He's the Savior. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's the one that baptizes you in Holy Ghost and fire. He's coming back. You know, he's coming back. You know, Jesus is coming back. Did you know that? And so we're going to pray now, and the Holy Spirit is going to come, and some of you are going to meet a very powerful God that is so powerful, he is love. And he's going to do wonderful things for you. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Come on, let's stand.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can find it too. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.